You're listening to SBS News.
Starting with Friday morning's clash between Norway and England, there will be four quarterfinals over the weekend period. Without question, the match that will garner most attention around the globe is host nation France's clash with reigning World Cup holders, the United States. Despite all the controversy surrounding the ongoing use of the video assistant refereeing system, the World Cup has so far been played in front of large crowds and is getting good worldwide exposure. For the United States, Saturday morning's clash in Paris is what playing in big tournaments is all about. Midfielder Tobin Heath says the prospect of playing in front of a sellout crowd at the Parc des Princes is exciting.
This is the kind of game that what makes World Cup so exciting. And for us as players as well, we know that we have to play the best teams in order to get to the finals, in order to get to where we want to be and what we've prepared for. So this is a game that we've been looking forward to, I guess, our whole lives in a way.
All the quarterfinals will be shown live on SBS, with extensive coverage, of course, on SBS radio and online. The pre-game build-up to France versus the USA begins at 4:30 on Saturday morning, while later on Saturday, Italy and the Netherlands will be in action from 10:30 p.m. The last quarterfinal between Germany and Sweden gets underway at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. The Super Rugby finalists will be confirmed over the weekend, and despite a disappointing year for Australian rugby, the one shining light has been the ACT Brumbies. On Saturday morning, they'll take on Argentina's Jaguares in Buenos Aires for a place in the final. The one thing in the Brumbies' favour is they go into the match after an impressive 38-13 point win against the Sharks last weekend, while the Jaguares edged out the Chiefs by 5 points. Former Wallaby Tim Horan said on Fox Sports he believes the Brumbies can go all the way.
It's going to be a great match. They're in pretty good form, the Brumbies, and you often talk about different sporting environments, about being in some momentum going into final series. They certainly are. They were very good last week against the Sharks. Then go to the semi-finals, but you play away, and hopefully if you win this match, you've got a potential, you will play in the final, just don't know where it's going to be, whether it'll be in New Zealand, or potentially the Brumbies might be able to host the final in Canberra if the Hurricanes can upset the Crusaders.
Brumbies captain Christian Lielafano will be playing his 150th Super Rugby match. There's a full round of AFL again this weekend, but much attention during the week has been focused on the coaching situation at North Melbourne. The Kangaroos play high-flying Collingwood on Saturday night, with caretaker coach Rhys Shaw still in charge. He was appointed until the end of the season after taking over from Brad Scott, who left the club by mutual agreement in May. But with several big names confirming they've been approached by the club about taking charge next season, speculation is growing Shaw may not remain in charge. West Coast coach Adam Simpson and Sydney Swans coach John Longmire are both in the frame. Shaw says he understands why people of Longmire's calibre are being considered.
It's well within the club's rights to look elsewhere and try and find the best coach for the footy club. And John's a fantastic coach. He coached me for 7 years. I coached under him for 3 years, and he's one of the greats. Whatever the club thinks they need to do and go about it, I fully support.
Shaw remains hopeful of making the top job his own on a permanent basis. There's also a full round of NRL fixtures this weekend. The issue of head trauma and the effects of repeated impacts is high on the agenda after a report released by Sydney's Brain and Mind Centre during the week. It found proof of a unique brain disease associated with repetitive head injuries after the brains of two deceased former NRL players were assessed. Professor Michael Buckland wrote the report, and he says what's been called in the United States chronic traumatic encephalopathy isn't just caused by a concussion event.
We know that it is most likely linked to repetitive head injuries, and they can be concussions or even subconcussive impacts. So they're transmission of force to the head that don't necessarily lead to the clinical signs or symptoms of a concussion.
And finally, in tennis, Wimbledon gets underway on Monday evening with all Australian eyes on Ashley Barty. She'll be aiming to make it back-to-back Grand Slam titles after her breakthrough victory at the French Open earlier this month. And on the men's side, Novak Djokovic will be hoping to retain the title he won there last year. The Serb is the number one seed, and he says he's happy with his form leading into the championships.
I have to be satisfied with the clay court season. I played well. I feel very comfortable on grass. Winning Wimbledon last year was a huge turning point, because I was coming off the surgery and dropped out of top 20 of the world. That win was a huge shift in terms of self-confidence, in terms of the quality of tennis. So I look forward to come back on that sacred court.
The action gets underway from 8:30pm on Monday. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.